Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I want to thank you guys first for coming and joining us for this journal town hall. My name is Anna Selden, and I work with the Office of General Administration. And I'd like to introduce two of the staff members here who are going to be helping out and instrumental during the competition. We have Stacy over here, and we have Archie over here. You don't need to remember those names, but thank you guys again for coming. Couple things I'm going to spit out that I'm hoping you guys will write down, pertinent information. The first, the Write-On website, where do you actually find the Write-On competition? GTLWriteOn.org. Again, that's GTLWriteOn.org, and that will take you directly to the Write-On website. You can also navigate there through the Write-On page on the Office of General Administration homepage, but that will take you directly there. And the second thing, as I'm guessing most of you know here, the editors-in-chief, the Rising EICs, will be out at Wednesday wind-down after this event. So we encourage you guys to attend. If you have specific questions for the journals, you can ask the editors, and they will have staff members out there as well. So as soon as we're done here, and I'm done going through my stuff and have done the Q&A, we'll send you guys out there. First thing I want to go through with you guys is the basics of the Write-On competition. Again, this is important, so write this piece down. The dates of the competition. It starts on May 18th at 9 a.m., and those are all Eastern time. All of your materials are due on May 31st at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Those dates are going to be all over our website, but make sure you have them, and they're sort of burned into your brain so you don't forget when things are due. So you've seen, you've heard about the Write-On. You're probably wondering, well, what exactly is it? It's made up of a case comment and a blue book exam, and it is open book, so you don't have to memorize the blue book because that would be totally awful. And there are some journals that have personal statements and resumes, and we'll get into that a little bit later. So your competition score, what is that composed of? Again, it's your packet score is made up of the case comment, the piece that you will write, and then your blue book score. We will have posted on the Write-On website a document called How to Write a Case Comment. I doubt you guys have done this yet, so I would encourage you to take a look at that. It will tell you what's expected of you during the Write-On competition. A few of our journals have gotten together, and they will do a presentation. It's next week, April 11th, on Sunday, Wednesday, from 3:30 to 4:30 in room 205. And they're going to go through a PowerPoint presentation of the mechanics, sort of the stuff that we don't cover. What is a case comment? How much time should I spend on each piece? How should the document be broken up? So I encourage you guys to attend that, and at the very least, make sure you read that file before you start to write, because it will make your life much, much easier. And again, we'll reiterate this in the packet. You'll hear this a lot, but there's no outside research. So all the research is done for you. We will give you everything that you need. Do not do an outside research. Do not cite anything that is not cited in the packet. It is an honor code violation, and you will be removed from the competition. We don't like to see that happen, so please, please do not do that. There will be a lot of instructions for you guys. We have everything outlined, very black and white, very crisp. Make sure you read the instructions before you begin the competition. We're very specific what we want. One example that I point out every year, and it usually gets a couple chuckles, so we'll see if it happens this time, is I tell students every year on the Blue Book exam, spacing doesn't count. I'm not going to test you on whether there's a space or no space or two, because it's ridiculously hard to tell that when you're reading it off of a PDF or something you've printed out. Every year, I have a panicked student that writes to me and says, I can't tell how many spaces, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to read the instructions. So again, it happens every year. It'll probably happen this year. So take a look. We outline everything that you need to know for the exam. If you have questions during the competition period, which you probably will, do not reach out to the EICs directly. You have to email us and our email address, and make sure you guys have this down. It's lawwriteon@georgetown.edu. So if you have any questions, like I said, please reach out to us, and we will do our best to answer your questions. If you contact the EICs, they're going to send it directly to us, and we're not going to be terribly happy that you've asked them. So again, please send that to us. The whole competition is done anonymously. When you register for the competition, you will be given a packet number. That's what is used to identify you. Make sure you write that down. Make sure you save the email. I encourage you to print it out somewhere, because I guarantee you on May 31st you're going to forget where you put that information. So if you have to sticky note it to your laptop, do that. That is your identification. Do not put your name on the case comment. And don't sign your personal statement. Some people do that. It all needs to be anonymous. And This, I hit on this every year, and it doesn't get through to everybody, so maybe you guys will be a little bit different, but don't wait until the last minute to upload. Like I said, everything is due on May 31st at 8 p.m. There is nothing I can guarantee you you're going to do in the last half an hour that is going to push you over the edge or get you more points. You're just going to enter panic mode. You're going to forget your name. You're going to forget where to upload stuff. You're going to upload the wrong documents, so please do not wait until the last minute. It will just drive you nuts. You've probably spent 13 days doing this, maybe, and you've put a ton of work into it, so don't get DQ'd at the last minute because you didn't upload your files on time. To that end, when you finalize your papers, and this will make sense as you start going through the competition will generate an email to let you know that this has happened. Make sure you save that, and we encourage you to give yourself enough time at the end of the competition to download the files you've uploaded. I say this because people upload the wrong files. I joke every year that somebody uploaded a mac and cheese recipe, and it happened, and it was awful. And as good as the recipe might be, it's not going to get you one journal. That's not what they're looking for. So give yourself time. Students some years have uploaded files that have track changes in them, or they're not the final one. You know, don't do that to yourself. You guys have put a ton of work into this. Give yourself the time to download to make sure you've uploaded the right files. You will be happier in the end. I guarantee it. And now we're going to move on to nuts and bolts of the competition. The 2018 Write-On competition is your only opportunity to participate. So if you're sitting here, you're participating this year, and Write-On is the only way to get on to the OJA law journals. So you have to do that this year. And I'm just going to reiterate with the list of students who are competing this year so it makes sense. It's first-year students, first-year evening students, joint degree in their first year of law school, and transfers who arrived too late to participate in the competition. So, again, those ones are competing this year. If you have a deferred exam, which may happen, you are given you do not start the competition until 24 hours after your last exam ends. So you will know if you have a deferred exam before the competition starts. We ask that you reach out to Law Write-On at the Law Write-On email address to let us know before May 18th because you are not to purchase the materials yet. So again, if you have a deferred exam, let us know and we will reschedule the dates. You will still have the same amount of time to compete. We just need to know before the competition period starts. If you need a special accommodation during the write-on period, and you probably already know this, if you contact Mara Bellino at 4042, she will get in contact with me and we'll make sure that you have what you need. So again, if you need accommodations, Mara Bellino can get you all sorted out. The competition, the availability to purchase the competition, we expect it's going to open on May 11th. You don't have to purchase then, but you can if you wish to. The price is $40, which is where it's been for a number of years, and it's credit card, MasterCard, Visa, and whatnot. You can't actually get into the competition itself again until May 18th at 9 a.m. So you've already purchased the rights, but you can't see any of the materials until the competition's open. Once it's open, again, you'll have 13 and a half days to complete the materials. Again, May 31st at 8 p.m., so please don't forget that deadline. If you wait and don't purchase the competition for a week, for example, that doesn't mean you get additional time. You get the time within that 13 and a half days. So choose wisely, as we say. And there's two weekends built in. You have Memorial Day weekend and then the weekend before. So 7 days where, or five, math, hard. You have two full weekends to complete the competition, and we've been told that it takes about 5 to 7 days. So you're given 13 and a half, but you have 5 to 7 days. So keep that in mind as you start planning. All right, so what is the content of the competition? Good question. Take a look at last year's materials. They're posted online. It gives you an idea. There will likely be Supreme Court cases. There'll be appellate court cases. There may or may not be a constitutional amendment or a rule of law. There will probably be a law review article. But the content is similar in breakdown each year. The competition is all internet-based, so we get asked every year, like, do I have to be in D.C. to compete? Absolutely not. You just need internet access, and you are good to go. And again, once the competition begins, and I can't say this a number of times, it is a closed packet. So you're only to use the materials that we give you, and then we'll outline in the instructions various things like a legal dictionary, the blue book, obviously. But that'll all be spelled out in the materials. The big thing I want to mention here, because we sort of run into this every year, is you're not to access Westlaw and Lexis and those type of research databases while you're doing the competition. Some people have gone on there to print out cases, and you're not permitted to do that. If you have to use Westlaw or Lexis for your your job, just, again, email the Law Write-On email address, and we'll get you sorted, because obviously that's going to be permissible. We just need to know about it. So please let us know. And then we'll get into this a little bit more in terms of preferencing, but you'll see that some journals ask for a personal statement and or a resume. If you are not interested in joining those journals, then you do not need to submit those files. It's only if you're interested in joining those journals that ask for that. And again, LawWriteOn@Georgetown if you have any questions. I'm going to work through some tips and suggestions to hopefully make this 13-and-a-half-day period a little bit easier for everybody here. First, again, read all of the instructions. It will be your lifesaver. I encourage you to read them as the competition starts so you're not panicking in the middle of it, because that is never fun. And we'll tell you, you know, everything. How's the spacing have to be? What do your margins have to be? What are your, everything is all outlined very clearly in the instructions, so you'll have everything you need. And I mentioned this earlier. I want to repeat it. Keep the email that you get when you purchase the packet. It has your packet number on it, which you need. You can for sure get the system to send it to you again if you need it, but not losing it in the first place will make you guys much far less stressed out to have it in the first place. And take the time at the beginning of the competition. Again, I keep saying everything I'm saying is really important, but this is really important. Look at the structure of the competition and how the database is set up at the beginning of the competition. If you wait until the last 20 minutes to upload your paper, you're going to panic and you're not going to know where things go, and it's going to drive you nuts, and we don't want that. So take a look in the first, you know, 2 or 3 days of the competition. Okay, what is expected of me? How do I get into the Blue Book test? How do I save the Blue Book test? Where do I upload files? You know, take a look at that in the beginning of the competition. And we ask that you convert your files to a PDF format. It just saves all the formatting that you've worked so hard to put in there. So it's not a requirement for the case comments, but we ask that you do that. It'll make your life much easier in the end, because what you upload will be exactly what you see. And we also ask you to remove the metadata, and we have instructions for that if you haven't already done that. I think you guys do that as part of your first year exam process, so you should be pretty familiar with that. But that just keeps everything anonymous, so remove all that data before you submit. And then pay close attention of what each journal is asking for, and we'll go a little bit, you know, more into this later, but if a journal is just asking for a personal statement, they don't want a resume, so don't give them a resume. They're not looking for it, and it doesn't help you, and oftentimes it will hurt you because it means you didn't follow their instructions. So it's all easily outlined. Just make sure you take a look at that. And, again, make sure you upload your files properly. We've had years where people, and I don't know how they do this, they manage to delete the file extension of their paper. I don't know how or why, but it means we can't download on our end. So it causes all sorts of problems. So just don't do that. I mean, I don't know why people would, but again, just make sure. Like, we've seen a problem with it before, so we wanted to point it out. When you are done with everything, there's a finalize button. There's a giant finalize button. Please click that, because if you don't, it will look like you haven't competed. So please make sure you click that giant, enormous finalize button. And it has to feel good, because you've got everything in. You're done. Nice. Again, don't wait. Please don't wait until the last minute to upload. It's hard for us to see that, and there's been people that have been removed from the competition because they didn't get everything in time, and we don't like to see that. If you're emailing us at the tail end of the competition, and it will happen, don't email us and then walk away. We've had people do that. They email us with some huge problem, and then they disappear. We can't solve your problem. It may take us a little bit to get to us. You know, there's three of us kind of looking at the email, and there's a lot of you guys coming to the last minute, but we will answer your questions. So, again, please don't, you know, email the last minute and then walk away. And we encourage you guys to keep copies of everything that you've uploaded. It's always good to have copies on file. The same thing, the Blue Book exam, just keep copies of your answers so you have it. And now I want to go through the sort of last thing. And it looks like I haven't spoken, because like all center clocks, it says the same time. Oh, that's great. Preferencing, you guys, I don't know if that's a new term for you guys, but preferencing is how you tell the database what journals you wish to be considered for membership. We will be posting a journal comparison chart. It is a rather large, somewhat unwieldy PDF that outlines the requirements for each journal. So they will tell you how they score the competition. Do they do 50% grades and 50% packet or something else? If they have a personal statement, how is that weighted? What's required of that? The biggest thing they're going to tell you is how to preference their journal. We take the Georgetown Law Journal, for example. If you wish to be considered for membership for the Georgetown Law Journal, you must preference them one. They do not consider anyone who has not preferenced them one. If you don't want to be in the Georgetown Law Journal, don't waste a preference with that. If you preference it two, they're not going to look at you. It's the same thing. We have journals. You have to preference one through three. You preference them four, they're not looking at you, and you've wasted a pick. So pay close attention to the specific requirements of what each journal wants. The preferencing part of the write-on competition is left open until probably the first or second week of July. We want to make sure you guys have your first-year grades before we ask you to finish the preferencing process. So what a lot of people do is they preference first off because it's something that they understand and they can do, and then they don't look at it again. So just keep that in mind. We'll be sending emails as a reminder, but keep that in mind that it'll be open a little bit longer. Everyone asks every year. It's kind of my favorite question. They did not so succinctly, but how can I game the system? How can I make sure that I get onto the journal I want? And so my answer, probably frustrating for people sitting in your shoes, is do really well in the competition, obviously, and preference them one. Think, you know, long and hard about really which journals you're interested in. Because if you are placed on a journal and you decide not to accept membership, you cannot then be placed on another journal. So take that part seriously. You know, put some thought into kind of where you want to end up. And yeah, so the last thing, it's a good thing I speak quickly, I suppose. The thing I reiterate at the end is, again, don't contact the editors during the competition. If you have questions, contact us. If you have questions that you think are best answered by a specific editor, let us know and we will vet that question and we will get you all sorted, I promise. And one thing before I open this up to Q&A is I realized I forgot to bring the paragraph I have, but we have another journal here. It's the Georgetown Technology Law Review. They are not actually part of OJA, so they don't go through the write-on competition, and they have their own method of acceptance. They're looking at doing a write-on competition a little bit after rerun ours. So I encourage you all to take a look at their website and contact their new EICs, because they will be glad to get you sorted out. They're also going to be at Wednesday Wind Down, so if you guys have questions for them, they'll be happy to answer. So now that I've talked at you for about 20 minutes, I'm imagining there's some questions. So hands up if anyone has a question. Yes. Sure. I'm just going to repeat the question so it picks up on the audio. So she was asking if the 5 to 7 time frame for completing the competition is full days, or how that's figured out. I believe that is. I mean, I haven't sat down, thankfully, and taken that. But that's why. I know. I write it. That's bad enough. So anyhow. But that's why you have two full weekends, including Memorial Day, to do that. And if you attend, I encourage you to attend the How to Write a Case comment session, because they will give you a really good breakdown of how to tackle the write-on competition. And they'll give you pretty realistic ideas of how long things take. Does that answer your question? Excellent. There have to be others. I know the minute I look here, yes, up here. Yes, that was a good question about Westlaw and Lexis during the competition. Yes, you're not permitted to use it for the basis of the competition. If you have to use Westlaw and Lexis for work, just shoot us an email at the Law Write-On thing and say, the start of my job, I have to do, you know, legal research on raising the drinking age to 35, and I need to use Westlaw. We just need to hear from you. We haven't actually gone in and done that. I don't really feel a need to. But I just appreciate when people are honest and say, yeah, and people are, because people have come in and said, I printed out on Lexis. I didn't look at anything else. I'm really sorry. So I've never actually gone into someone's, and I don't, you know, I'd like to not find a reason. Sure, good question. When do you expect results from the write-on competition? So they moved early interview week up again. I think at some point it's going to be the middle of your first year. You will have results before EIW. I'm hesitating to give you an exact day because there's a lot of things that have to fall in place, but that is our mandate in our office to make sure you have that, because you want to put it on your resume. Yeah. Yeah, so the How to Write a Case Comment is April 11th, so next Wednesday, from 3:30 to 4:30, and it's in McDonough 205. And it will be audio and video recorded, so you will have access to that. And you will also have access to the two files as part of that. They have a PowerPoint presentation, and they have a Word file, so you will absolutely have access to that. We had a question. Nope. Thought there was one back there. Did I get? Oh, sorry, there's one. Excellent. Good question. The question was, can you be accepted to more than one journal? No. The system will attempt to place you with the journals, with your first place journal first and then so forth. But yeah, you will just get, if you get placed on journal, you will just receive one offer. I should add with the tech review, it is possible to be on both journals. Some students find it challenging and other students do that, but if you go through the tech write-on and get onto that journal, you are permitted to be on one of our journals as well, so you are permitted to do both. Yes? It's evil. What is the Blue Book exam like? That was a good question. It's 40 questions, true-false. And it's obviously open book, so... I know, there's a lot of mumbling with that. I apologize. The Blue Book is quite evil. Yeah, excellent question. So, yes, there's an online portal, and you have to fill in your answers online. So you can print it out as a PDF, and you can work on it where you want. But please make sure you go into the database before the competition's over and enter your answers, because we've had years where somebody didn't do that. But I have the answers. They go online. So, yes, excellent question. Sorry, we'll go here and then we'll go down here. Yes. That is a really good question. No. There's not. It's all open book. There's not a whole lot. The How to Write a Case Comment folks will give you some idea of sort of what Blue Book rules to look at, but I encourage you to look up the answers instead of assuming you know it, because even though I write the exam, I have an answer key because I can't look at it and go, oh, yeah, this is clearly true. Probably not the answer you're hoping for. Sorry, can we go down? Okay, perfect. No, and that's a good question. If there's information released about last year, there's not. I mean, all the score stuff is all obviously stuff that we keep, that we keep and don't release. The comparison chart will tell you how big the journal staff sizes are. So you'll see, okay, this journal's looking for 30, this journal's looking for 40, whatever it is. So you will have access to that to gauge an idea of maybe where you want a preference. Does that answer what you were looking for? Most people made it on a journal. Yeah. I don't mean that in terms of let's turn in really bad case comments because that would be unfortunate. But the odds are in your favor for sure. So let me go up here, then we'll go. Sure, that was a good question. So since you guys have been doing briefs, the Blue Booking style, I don't even know if you use that or not, but it's different than what you've been doing in legal research and writing. The folks that do the How to Write a Case Comment will outline all of that for you, what specific rules you should be looking at in terms of how you should do the citations for your case comment. We will also provide a sample case comment from last year's competition. It doesn't mean all the Blue Booking was done properly, but it will give you an idea of sort of what rules you need to look at. We have a couple style guides listed in the instructions, but they're more towards, not towards the Blue Book stuff, but no. Mm-mm. We had another one somewhere. Yes. That's a good question. Do legal books about legal writing count as outside research? We will list the text that you guys that you can use actually during the competition. But for the most part, if you're going to look at that, like be looking at that beforehand, and you shouldn't be like consulting journal articles to see what they're doing. You'll have one or two law review articles as part of your case material, so you'll have kind of some idea of what the legal writing is like. So you have to write it. The question was the personal statements, do you have to only work on them during the competition period? So you have to write it during the competition period. But if you're thinking about it beforehand, I won't know about that. I would encourage you to think about those things. There's a real benefit to taking the time to craft individualized personal statements. We read them in our office. We read all of them to make sure there's no personal information in there. And, you know, we see a lot of students that do things where they just take out one journal name and put in another journal name, and that's not really telling the editors a lot. So, you know, if you're interested in journals, accept that. I encourage you to, you know, start thinking critically kind of about what you're writing. But yes, the writing is supposed to happen during the competition period. Yes. No and no. It's a closed competition packet, and it's done on your own. So you're not to talk to others about that. We'll outline that in the instructions as well. But yes, it is actually an honor code violation if you do that. And their research librarians won't offer help, so don't ask them. Yes. So that was a preferencing question. If you mark a journal first or second, are you more likely to get it than if you do second or third? Absolutely. I mean, obviously your scores have to fit within their cutoff, but the way the database is designed, it tries to match you with your first place journal first. So if you know you really want a specific journal, preference them one. Sure. No, that's a good question. If the personal statement is anonymous, like how personal can it really get? If you're talking about going to, you know, if you're talking about your experiences in college, rather than say, you know, I was one of four students at a really small, you know, you don't have to name the college. You can just sort of talk around it. It's the same thing if you want to talk about a paper you wrote, something that was published. You can talk around the title rather than naming the specific title. So just, you sort of have to think creatively a bit, but it's completely, you know, doable. That, yes. That's a good question. I haven't asked that one before. If there are 50 students that make the cutoff for a journal and they're only accepting 30, how do they go with that? They look at the ones who preference them one first, and then it's based on score. We have, in the back. Yes, and that is the biggest challenge. So obviously you don't want your name on there. You don't want your phone number. And yes, you don't want your email address on there. And if you worked for a presidential campaign, I think it's fine to name that. But if the more you get specific, I mean, if you worked on a local congressional campaign, you know, you can say that without naming the specific person. And it's the same thing, like if you are a research assistant for any professors here, just put that you are a research assistant for a Georgetown professor. We also give examples of sort of how to be crafty with that. There. Oh, sorry. That's a good question. How much of it is sort of random and how much of it is trust the algorithm? It is all based on an algorithm. So if a journal weights, 50-50, 50% on your grades and 50% on your packet score, it then generates another number that it uses. And it says, all right, well, we're willing to look at these 75 students, but these top ones meet the criteria based on score and based on preference. Correct. Yeah, she asked if the resume and personal statement are given in numerical value, and they are. And if you look, again, when you get the comparison chart, it will tell you how much that is weighted. Most journals weight at 20%. Some might be a little bit higher. So that gives you an idea where it weights in the score. Yeah. Is your legal writing grade worth more than the other grades? No, it's not. No. We just get a number from the registrar's office, and frankly, we have no idea what they mean, but they just give us an average of 1 to 50, and that's what we plug into our database. Did I miss anyone? Yeah. Sure. Yeah, we're asking people to keep those off. I mean, I think it's too easy for editors that grade it to have a bias on there. So, yes. Yes, if it's an entirely small law office, you can just put, you know, law office in whatever the town is. And there's ways to be pretty creative about that. Just what you want to make sure is that they can't identify you because everything is supposed to be anonymous. Did I get everybody? Do we have any other questions? Great. Okay, so we're here. Oh, sorry. Sorry. If it's large enough, but honestly, I'd say it's not worth the risk. Yeah. All right. Oh, we got some more back here. We'll go in the back and then a couple rows up. Right. Yeah, so the question is, if somebody turns in a resume or a personal statement and it's not redacted, do we redact it? Yes, we do. We'd prefer that you guys do, and when the journals see it, they will know that you didn't redact information. So it's obviously to your benefit to make sure that you get all that redacted. But yeah, that's why we read them all to make sure. Yes. Then, yeah. No. And that's a good question. So he asked, he's in the military and how do you put that on a resume? As long as it's not so specific that someone can figure out who you are. I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, if you're a 5-star general, maybe don't put that on there because we'll figure out who you are. Did I get everybody? No one's okay, perfect. So yes.
A quick interruption in your regularly scheduled programming. I sense there's a lot of anxiety about redacting the resumes. Basically, what we say is show, don't tell. The same thing that they've told you since grade school, right? Why is the information there? Why do you want a journal to see it? Some stuff is going to be harder to deal with than others. We're just asking that you make your best effort so that an editor doesn't pick up your resume and say, oh, it's Joe Smith. Yeah, I hate that guy. I don't want him on my journal. So that's what Anna was saying. For publications, like if you've published a thesis when you were an undergrad or you've been a master's student and you have publications there, try to talk around what were the publications about. Why is that of interest to the journal? Or if you have a bunch of them, you know, you can list published 12 articles with National Geographic. You know, you just don't want to list the exact title of the articles and all of your co-authors with just your name taken out. Because we're all smart here. We know how to figure that out. So try not to be super anxious about it. Just start thinking as you're writing your personal statements, as you're getting your resumes ready, what is it that you want the journal to see when they look at it? Why do you want them to know that information? Does that help anybody? No? You're all still very anxious. Okay. Question? No. Okay.
Well, thank you guys for staying. I appreciate it. We're here afterwards if you have questions. If not, go out to Wednesday Wind Down, and the editors will be there to help you out.